A bee came across his works and smell and colors and cried, "Nature, forgive me, that flower paintbrush did deceive me." Joost van de Vondel wrote this poem in honor of the phoenix of flower painters.
Still lives, set tables, game and poultry. It's a painting genre. Among the specialists who rarely restricted themselves to a single theme, we would like to introduce you to Daniel Segers, the flowers painter. Born in Antwerp in 1590, he moved to Calvinist Utrecht with his widowed mother, but returned to Antwerp in 1609. Shortly after he had become a member of the Painters Guild, he joined the Jesuit order. This explains why much of his work is in line with a devotion to Mary or the saints, usually painted by colleagues in grisaille. These flower paintings by Segers are also an ode to creation. Think of the Garden of Eden. You will find his work in Antwerp in the collections of KMSKA and the Rubens House. Segers wreathes the saint with flowers or garlands to which your eyes are drawn because of their meticulousness and beautiful colours. Painting true to life wasn't just reserved for human beings as subjects. The collection here displays a simpler work, flowers in a vase, but it has all the distinctive qualities of the genre. In those days, art was never superficial. It tells a story. And certainly in the Catholic Counter-Reformation, its message is one of a religious morality. Very often, the authenticity of the still life is deceptive. The depicted bouquets cannot be assembled in reality because they span the season. Not all the flowers should still be blooming. Shortly after the peak, fading follows. A fragile butterfly represents the human soul. The wings help it to reach heaven. And by the way, flowers like tulips, irises, roses were a luxury at that time. They were reserved for the well-to-do only. As a painter, Segers enjoyed a reputation that extended to the monarchs and the Dutch stadtholders who were fond of his works and gave them away as presents to important relations. Dutch writers like Vondel and Constantijn Huygens dedicated poems to him. But he, as a lay brother or later as a priest, did not deviate from an austere lifestyle.